The script and the man who can't be moved here on Virgin Radio. Soon to be known as Absolute Radio. The cat is out of the bag. Still not entirely happy with the whole cat bag analogy, but you know. Hello, it's Tuesday night's Jeff Show with myself, Jeff Lloyd, and the symposium, Annabelle Port. Hello.
Hello.
And Nelson Kumar. Hello.
Hello.
I've got to get used to that. Absolute Radio. I have to say my initial reaction is a positive one, although it's a bit like having a new pair of shoes, where you have to walk them in a bit. At first, they feel a bit weird. You feel that you're self-conscious and everybody's looking at your shoes, and they're thinking, God, look at him with them shoes. Who does he think he is with those shoes? They're all shiny. They're not scuffed. But I think we got to tread it in for a while. I think it's going to be good. And from what I understand, I wasn't awake when they did the announcement this morning at 7:45. I was still in my bed. But by and large, we've had a lot of email from listeners saying congratulations. Don't care what it's called, really. Just get on with it. Which is a nice reaction. Because you worry. You worry. And of course, what we're doing is we're encouraging you to let us know what you think throughout this whole thing. We've been Virgin Radio for all these years, and now for a number of reasons, we're changing the name, but just the name, to Absolute Radio, and we're blowing the thing wide open. So we've been asking you to get in touch, and people, from what I understand, have been wildly positive. With that in mind, I came into the studio tonight, opened up the email box in the studio, and saw there was a text message. The first thing I saw, sent at 9:00, said, I just pray that they ditch Jeff now.
Oh, no.
What a grade A prick he is.
That's nice to see. The first thing you see when you get in, isn't it?
Well, I have some news for that person. Maybe you're going to think it's good news. We're not going to be here anymore. The Jeff Show. It's not ending, but it's moving. We're regenerating like Doctor Who into something else. We're moving show. And I don't want to go on at great length about this. You don't want to get into all that. But we're going to be doing a show from 5:00, I think, in the afternoon. I haven't seen it written down, so anything could change. But I think we're going to be on at 5:00 in the afternoon. A programme for you when it's home time. When you're going home of an evening, that's where we're going to be. Which is a bittersweet thing, because I've loved doing this programme. I've really loved it. It's been my favourite thing that I've ever done in my career. But they've asked us to move, and I feel a little bit like, I don't know, like a retired sergeant major or something in the convalescent military home. And we've been sat beside the fire, nodding off, just having these strange, barely coherent conversations these past few years. But the thing is, war is back on, the battle is on, and we've been called back to the front line. Do you think that's a good way of seeing it?
I think very good, yes.
I mean, why they think we're going to be any more coherent on the front line, I have no idea. To be honest, I think the whole thing is fairly misguided on their part. But that's what's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. And maybe it's a time that works out better for you if you do enjoy the show. And I know there are two or three people out there who do. Maybe it's going to work out better for you, because I find myself nodding off at this time of night sometimes. So I have no idea how you cope with it. So we're going to be moving to what I believe in radio terms is called a drive time show. Drive time. It sounds very masculine, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I have to do something about that.
The home time show. Home time is nice, isn't it?
Home time is good. So we're going to be on at home time in the afternoon. So I hope you'll be able to join us for that. And if you can't, then the podcast, you'll be able to get that as ever. And on a purely personal note, I'm looking forward to working normal hours.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I can't remember. Well, we've done this for 3 years, working late nights, and then we were on The Breakfast Show for years before that. So it's going to be weird finding out what's on telly in an evening. Yeah. I've no idea what people are watching. Is it usually Holby City? Is that usually on? I'll be able to watch Holby City. This is amazing. I don't even really know what Holby City is, but we'll be able to watch it. This is great. Do you know what? I'm going to be so disillusioned with what's on the telly in the evening. I'm just going to end up sitting here texting into the radio, ringing up Ben Jones, asking for requests and dedications and things. So that's our bit of news. It's good news. It's exciting. We're going to be on at home time in the future. And I know. It is a nice word.
I love it.
Maybe we should use that.
Yeah, I think we should.
But thank you for being with us these last 3 years. We got a while yet. We can, I don't know, what are you going to... I was gonna try and draw an analogy a bit like a romantic film where one person's dying and they really savour their last time together. But we're not dying.
No.
It's almost like we're just splitting up and going off with somebody else. So it's a bit like, if you're just a listener to radio at late night, it's a bit like we're going to split up with you in a little while and go off with somebody else.
Mm. But you can still watch sometimes.
Bit more but yeah, you can still watch sometimes. And why not make the most of these last few weeks?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. So basically, and we're using a metaphor here, this isn't literal, but we will be having sex with you, the audience, as if we were on a plane which is going down these next few weeks. It's going to be like that, savouring every last moment. Quickies left, right and centre. That's what it's going to be like. Is that good? So that's our news. It's Virgin Radio, soon to be known as Absolute Radio. What does that mean? Well, it just means the Virgin Radio you know and love, all the things you love already, but rejigged, expanded, multiplied by 10, turned up to 11, and playing even more music that you love. Maybe we're going to be playing... I heard a number knocked around earlier, and I don't know if this is true, but 10 times the amount of songs. 10 times the amount of songs that we ordinarily play. We're going to be broadening it out, digging right into the record library. And I don't even know what that means, but I'm just guessing what that might mean. I'm guessing it might mean we play more records like this. When was the last time you heard us play this? Led Zeppelin and Rock and Roll, an absolute classic from Virgin Radio, soon to be known as Absolute Radio.